Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, hey, Waffle Gang, I do hope you are well. My name is Mark, and today we're checking out some more r/relationship stories mixed with Am I the Arsehole as well. And if you do love a Reddit story, why not consider hitting that like, that subscribe, and maybe that notification bell too. And let's crack on with today's first story. Now, today's first story comes from Daughter Issues 3872 and does come with an update titled Am I the Arsehole for Not Giving My Daughter Money After She Ignored Me Her Whole Life. I got pregnant with my daughter Emma at 18. I lived at home and was going to college and working. When I got pregnant, my parents kicked me out and I had to move in with my ex. I dropped out of school and quit my job to take care of Emma because my ex told me he would support me. When I was 22, he was 24, he graduated law school. He told me I had to move out because he wanted to find a wife. My parents had forgiven me, so I moved in with them. We didn't have a court order, but we split custody pretty much 25-75, with me having more time. When Emma was 6, he married his now wife. She couldn't have any more kids and wanted Emma and her daughter to be sisters. Over the next 3 years, Emma spent less and less time with me. She'd throw a fit if I tried to pick her up. They gave her things I couldn't. When she was 8, she told me she hated me. I never blamed her for the lies her father put in her head because even though I lived at home, I was in college and working and did my best to provide for her, but obviously they could do more. They took me to court when she was 10 and, surprised, the lawyer and his doctor wife with their $1 million home beat me in court. They painted me out to be this horrible parent and Emma backed them up. They got primary custody and I got visitation, but Emma refused to see me. I gave her money and gifts, but she didn't want me in her life. When I was 30, I met my husband. He's the most amazing man I've ever met. He's seen me struggle with this and has been very supportive. He has a daughter, Emma's age, and a son who is 5 years younger. They lost their mum and were very welcoming and loving. They treated me like their mum. Emma made zero efforts to get to know my husband and stepkids. Emma and stepdaughter just graduated high school this past May, and my parents also recently passed and gave me their estate since I am an only child. I've decided to pay for my stepdaughter's entire college tuition and buy her a car, pay for an apartment. Emma contacted me a week ago and told me she missed me and wanted to see me. This shocked me, seeing as we haven't talked in a year. We met up and she told me she heard my parents died and asked if she could have some money to pay for college. I was shocked and said, "Well, what about your dad and his wife?" She said, "My mum and dad want me to pay for this on my own to teach me responsibility, and I believe I am entitled to money seeing as you ruined my life." I was very hurt and told her, "After years of ignoring me and telling me I am not your mother, you demand money from me. I am not your wallet. My husband is telling me what I did was right, but my ex is telling me I'm a piece of shit and I owe this to her. My stepdaughter feels bad and offered her college money because my daughter and her friends have been harassing her. I said absolutely not. That is your money. Am I the asshole for not giving my daughter money after ignoring me her whole life?" And of course, as I said, we do have an update to this story. And I was trying to find some additional information before we move to the update about, you know, why daughter dislikes OP so much, why they didn't want to get in contact. Was it just like parental alienation or was it anything else? So I was looking through like the post history and there were some replies to certain comments. So Katz McJackson says, "You're the arsehole for letting your relationship with your daughter get this way in the first place. The parent is the adult in this situation. When I see a parent give up on a kid and not see them because the kid doesn't want it, it's the adult who should come to the table and show how a person should act and be responsible for the children. you're the arsehole also for giving your stepdaughter all this financial aid in what at least partly appears to be a punitive decision towards your birth daughter. Your ex-husband has a good point. Kids need to learn how to earn their way. College is the first opportunity for many to do that. You've done a disservice to your stepdaughter here too. To which OP replies saying, I don't believe I have. My stepdaughter is very smart and has scholarships. However, she has some leftover fees for school. Her tuition I'm covering is roughly 20k over the course of 4 years. She also has a job. She'll be paying for insurance, gas, bills. I am just paying for the car itself, which is going to be like a Tesla, and rent, which is only about $700 a month due to student discounts and grants for the apartment she wants. I've done everything in the book to stop our relationship from turning to this. She hates me. She has told me she hates me to my face multiple times. She refuses to speak to me or see me in person. Explain to me how physically forcing my child to be around me would have made our relationship any better when she was younger. I paid child support, I gave her money, I gave her what I could, and she denied a relationship with me. Harness replies that says, Jesus fucking Christ, OP, I can't believe you're even trying to blame a little kid. Your kid for your own shortcomings. You may have others fooled, but shame on you and everyone else here who fails to see you for what you are. You're the arsehole. To which OP replies saying, my shortcomings. I tried for years to get her to have a relationship with me. I spent thousands upon thousands of dollars in court, argued about getting more visitation, gave her everything I could. She shut me out. What am I? I am tired of her father manipulating this situation and making me out to be the bad guy. I am tired. That's what I am. Then there were some other people saying, how was her life ruined exactly? And OP replied saying, your guess is as good as mine. She doesn't tell me anything. Then people were saying, you're either lying to us or to yourself if you honestly believe that you had no effect on the outcome of your child's life. Come on now. To which OP replied saying, the effect I had on her life was, I gave her money whenever she asked. I sent her gifts. She saw me for holidays very rarely. She tells me she hates me. She wishes her stepmom was her real mum. She tells me I ruin her life because I simply exist. She's told me she wishes I would have just signed away my rights to her stepmom. Then someone said, was there a reason she wanted you to sign away your rights? And then OP says, she has told me she doesn't want anything to do with me or my husband or stepkids. This isn't the US. The woman does not get automatic custody. They are a doctor and a lawyer who could provide a far better life than I could. Vacations, new phones, clothes, electronics. I don't know why she hates me. She says I ruined her life and she wants her stepmom to be her mum. I tried for many years to get her to talk to me and visit me and it just didn't work. I was absolutely not controlling or abusive. I was the one who got her first phone even. She has at every chance insulted me in my financial situation and put her dad and his wife on a pedestal for the financial freedom they provided for in her life, in the form of whatever she wanted, whenever she wanted. She got a nice new car at 16. She says she likes that her mum is a doctor and her dad is a lawyer. She likes being part of that family. And then there were some comments that was in the middle. So Car Trouble says, this seems like one of those stories where the two sides would tell very different versions. Everyone is biased in stories like this. I'd be interested to see how Emma described the scenario slash her upbringing, for instance. But taken at face value, based on what's here, not the arsehole. Red of the Evil Dead replies that saying, I agree with not the arsehole taken at face value, but I'm definitely getting the missing reasons vibes from this. Her daughter has a level of hate for her far beyond, I couldn't afford to buy her fancy stuff. Her daughter straight up told her she'd ruin her life and threatened to file a harassment suit against her. That's definitely far beyond, she's mad because I couldn't buy her nice stuff territory. OP is also being extremely vague and deflective on any and all details. It really sounds like OP found the one possible reason for her daughter's hatred of her that can paint her as the victim and is running with that story. And Private Eye says what? Her father wants her to fund her own college to teach her responsibility and then calls you names for not paying. How does that even make sense? He's an arsehole. And one more comment with a reply from a deleted user who says there's a huge disconnect here. What lies? What's the basis of the divorce? Why are you unable to forgive a child for growing? Not the arsehole for giving money, but I definitely have additional questions. Lawyer met a woman and married within 2 years. You gave up on your daughter but accepted your stepkids. You have money for gifts and such, but are you there for those tougher situations / emotionally? Is family counseling an option with that estate money? Anyway, I didn't really help decide if you're an asshole or not, but I'm curious to hear more. To which OP says, we were not married. Of course I was there for touch emotional situations, however, she straight up refused to speak to me in any way for multiple years. I've also tried to do therapy with her. She again was not for it and refused. I might have given up, but after years and years of court arguing and being shut out, I was just done with it. I paid my child support and gave her money when she asked, but she was entirely disconnected from me emotionally. So now we're going to move on to the update to find out what happened.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Next. So, hello. It's been almost a year, so I thought I should update. I will clarify a few things. One, my ex asked me to leave our home. I did not say he abandoned our daughter. I actually said in the post we had 25 to 75 custody. And it was this way until she was 10. We had a situation where she would see him on weekends. Him wanting me to leave had nothing to do with his relationship with his daughter. Two, I'm not in the US. In the US, it would be normal for the mother to get primary physical custody over the father, with it only taken away in cases of abuse. That is not accurate here. Three, I was a single parent. It was a single income with four people as my parents didn't work. I got money from them after they passed because they had properties our family was living in, and they were sold after their death. Four, as for the missing reasons comments and people saying I was dodging questions about why she hated me, I said why. Parental alienation is a real thing and something I've learned quite a lot about in therapy. I never blamed her. She is a victim as much as I am. I always tried. I always showed up. I was not abusive. I was not anything I was being accused of in the comments. The truth is that she was a child. She was easily manipulated. I do not blame her. So, the update. After our meeting, I contacted her 2 weeks later and asked to talk. I asked if we could have this discussion with my therapist involved, and she agreed. I explained to her that I was so hurt after everything that happened when she was a child. I made sure she knew I never blamed her, but that it was hard to see her refuse to see me, tell me she hates me. She said she understood. I explained I did not love my stepchildren more, but that she had made me think that she just didn't need me and I was hurt. She contacted me just for this. I asked for clarification on the ruining her life comments I have received. They had primary physical custody, but they could not leave the country and move. I wanted her here, and she said that her father wanted to move them all to a new country. She said she wanted to leave this place and because of me, they all could not move. She told me that she wanted to be adopted by her stepmother. She informed me that she would be attending college in a different country and finally moving with them. She apologized for saying she hated me when she was younger. She said her father never explicitly said, "Your mum is bad," but it was more or less like a, "We could go here, but we aren't allowed because of your mum." She said she had felt bad for me sometimes. She loved me, but her and I would never have a mother-daughter relationship like that. I said I loved her, and I always would. She said she would like to meet up more before she moved, and maybe she would come visit. It has been almost a year, and we hung out a lot before she left. We text a lot, and I have come to see her and vice versa. We have a relationship. I don't know if it will ever be perfect, but it makes me happy we talk. And there was definitely more and more comments, you know, suspicious of the post, saying, you know, we're only hearing one side of the story here and they would like to hear Emma's side of the story. Others backing up OP, saying, yeah, absolutely, parental alienation exists. But, you know, they don't want to make a judgment without hearing both sides as well. It was kind of all over the place in those comments. But what do you guys make of this story? Would you be able to give your own judgment on that one? Let us know your thoughts in the comments below and let's move on to another story. And our next story comes from us537751, who says, am I the arsehole? I reported my car missing after my husband took it to attend his brother's wedding. My husband, 35, does not have a car. He sold his one to help pay for his brother's wedding. I did not agree on this, but he had this car before we got together, so it's shared property. Besides that, I have my own car, so that did not affect me till my husband started complaining about having to commute to work and hang out places. He tried to get me to let him drive my car several times, but I stood firm and put a boundary, making him understand that my car will never be driven by him. One of the reasons why is because of how bad his driving is. His brother lives out of town. My husband asked if he could drive my car to the wedding, but I refused. But not because I'm not invited. Another story for another day. But because, like I said, my car is off limits. He threw a fit, calling me unreasonable to let him take public transportation because he can barely stand it for 10 minutes, let alone hours. I said it wasn't my problem, which irritated him, but made him stop arguing about it. The day that he was supposed to travel out of town, I woke at 10 a.m. and couldn't find my car key. I went outside and couldn't find my car either. I was beyond pissed. I called him and, like I expected, he took it and was on his way to the other town. I lost it and told him I gave him no permission to take it for a whole 5 days and said that if he won't turn around with it and come home, then I'd call the cops and report it missing. His response was, "You wouldn't dare do it because you know what would happen." I hung up on him, then immediately called the police and told them about my situation. I did not tell them my husband took it because they'd think it's a family dispute and decide to not get involved. I just reported it missing. 2 hours later, I got a call from my husband saying he was back in town and was being held at our local police station. I went to the station and talked to the cops. My husband made a scene. They're swearing over and over that I gave him permission to take it and said I was acting out of jealousy and spite because he was going to attend a wedding that I was not invited to. I took my car and went home, but he had to stay a little longer. He came home in the evening and went on a rage fit about how I created an awful situation and almost caused him to miss his brother's wedding. He called me vindictive, bitter, and a lunatic to call the police on him and tried to accuse him of stealing my car. He had to leave the same day to be able to be there with his family and decided to extend his stay, and he still hasn't got him back yet. Right now, his mum and brother are blasting me for what happened and calling me spiteful. Holy moly, and it just feels like one of those situations where afterwards I was just like rubbing my head and I'm like, why? Why are you two together, man? And the very first paragraph had me asking questions, you know, your husband, who does not have a car, he doesn't have a car because he sold his old one to help pay for his brother's wedding, a wedding which you're not invited to. It just feels like one of those holy moly situations, which I think Cat Outrageous was on the same thought process. They said not the arsehole, but I get the feeling that there is a lot more going on here. Your husband sold his car to help pay for his brother's wedding, even though he needed it to commute. Is your husband prone to making bad decisions? And he paid for his brother's wedding even though you, his wife, were not invited to it. I'm sorry, but what kind of marriage is this? To which OP replied saying, yeah, he and his brother are very close. I'm on bad terms. Also, we don't talk at all with his brother because he kept accusing me of trying to drive a wedge between him and my husband. He can think whatever he wants, but none of his claims are true. Unfortunately, my husband and his mum think I'm the bad guy here. Dammy Lee says, so, happily married, I take it. Edit. People, thank you for the awards, but save them for another editor who needs a pick-me-up. Iken Schwim says, everyone sucks here. Why are you even together? Just break up. You both sound like absolute nightmares. Expensive Warhawk says, not the arsehole lady, you need to file for a divorce immediately. This relationship is toxic and your husband is a massive idiotic arsehole. Praylines and Dick says, everyone sucks here. Your car is completely off limits. He took the car for 5 days anyways, so you called the fucking cops on him. You both suck. You might be married, but you don't sound like life partners. To which Big Chonky replies to that saying, he sold his car fully out of his own will. Nobody made him do it, but he still did it, so now he expects her to just hand over her keys whenever. No, not the arsehole, and you saying it's a butthole move. Get over yourself. And PS, married or not, it's still theft. It's her car, and her car only, because as she said, they have their own car, so him taking her car without her permission is theft, and that's the hard truth about the situation. Also, I wanted to point out his response to her telling him she would call the police, in quotes, you wouldn't dare do it because you know what would happen, and then says this alone gives her reason to report to the police because he clearly threatens her with punishment if she were to call the police on his theft. And one more from Phoenix who says, not the arsehole, it doesn't matter that you two are married. He stole your car knowing you didn't want him driving it. He chose to sell his car to pay for his brother's wedding, therefore it was his responsibility to ensure he had the means to make it there without involving you. Some of you are forgetting that the car is in OP's name, which would likely include the insurance. Her husband gets in an accident, it is going to be her paying and dealing with the cost and higher insurance, on top of the issue of him not being allowed to drive it in the first place. She has also said he is a bad driver, hence the reason she doesn't want him in it in the first place, and there is absolutely nothing wrong with that, and I doubt many would want to take that risk when it is something as expensive as a car. She also didn't waste police time since he did commit a crime. Consent and permission is a thing, and he had none and took her car. There is no asterisk with such things because you know each other. So try to put yourself in OP's situation now. You know, your husband sold his car, yet he's got to go to a wedding soon. So he's asked to use your car now. You've said no, and he takes it. Would you call the police over that or not? Would you agree with one of the commenters maybe that it was an over-exaggeration? Or do you think, hell no, that's theft. That's my car that you've stolen. How would you react? Let us know your thoughts in the comments below. Now, a huge thank you from the bottom of my heart, as always, for getting involved in the stories. Your love, support, and time always means the absolute world to me. So thank you so much for what you do. It really does mean the world to me. And hopefully, I will see you in the next one. Take care, guys. Much love. Wake up, get up, stretch my legs, eat some breakfast, milk and eggs. Brush my teeth up, wash my face, throw my clothes on, start my day. Wake up, I can smell the smoke from the bacon. Let's go, see the sun shining from the windows. Okay, I know that today.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.